Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up? This your boy Lil Duval. And check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval. On the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, welcome inside, happy Friday. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
What up, buddy?
NBA tonight, after no NBA last night, I'm glad we have the games back. We'll have Doctor Strange reviews early and often throughout the night. Did you get up early to go today? You were going to go at 1 a.m. last night. Then you said no.
I went at 10.
You went at 10? Wait, you went at 10 this morning?
I went at 10 o'clock this morning.
Nice, you went by yourself? You're the guy going by yourself to the movie? Nice.
That's fine. What's wrong with that?
All right, I'm just saying. I was that guy too.
Do I talk to people in the movie anyway?
I just asked if you went by yourself. You just went pejorative on my existence. I just said to you, how dare you? I've gone by myself to movies plenty of times. Okay. I'm that guy too. But yeah, I didn't get a chance to say that. You're like, oh, suddenly you're just attacking me because I'm that guy too. So okay, I'm telling you.
Yeah, no, it was interesting, fun. Madeline went with her friends after school, so we got to compare some notes, but crowd was good for a 10 o'clock movie. I'm fairly certain some folks were doing some day drinking, or maybe it went all the way through the night. I don't know. The guy next to me passed out for about half of it, so it's clear he had just gotten off his shift and his buddies convinced him to come to the movies. It did not end well for him. His buddies kept trying to slap him, saying, come on, man.
Did you get the moment where like the bottle rolls from the back of the movie theater all the way to the front and everybody goes, jerk? Did you have that moment
drinking? No, but we did have one guy that decided that he couldn't hold it anymore after drinking his oversized Coke or water or whatever, and he stopped in the middle of the screen because something was going on. It's like, what? And people started yelling at him. But otherwise,
because he thought the movie was happening, like in real life. Hey, Benedict Cumberbatch!
It was one of those things where I think he decided there was enough of a lull that he was going to get up and go, and then he started to creep from left to right, and all of a sudden looked at the screen and went, whoa, and just stopped. Just stop. And people are like sitting there, started screaming him, as you would. Okay. Everything got good reactions, more trailers for movies you've already seen. And then
another Top Gun? Do we get another Top Gun trailer? Was there another one? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There was one for Buzz Lightyear that actually made me want to think about seeing the movie. At least for a minute or two. And then there was one that I think folks would have thought, I would have thought there would have been a reaction, Crickets.
Wow. Okay. All right. So Avatar. give me a number. Four stars. Four being it's the best Marvel movie ever. One star being it's maybe a little bit better than Morbius. Okay. So where would it be? What would you have it for?
I'd probably come down to a 2.5.
Okay. 2.5.
I was entertained enough that I wasn't going to dismiss it categorically. There were a couple of things with characters that I wish we would have gotten a little more direction and purpose.
All right.
Otherwise. Well, I mean, I don't want to give anything away for folks.
No. It's like anything, whatever, there's been 27 Marvel movies. Is it in the top 10? Is it in the middle? Is it like
middle?
Okay, because soon we'll have enough middle. Marvel movies to starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, so, I mean, what is this, number 28?
Yeah.
So I mean, it would probably be towards the top of the bottom third.
Okay, so it's like let's see, it's like I would say it's like a Jimmy Garoppolo then, right? Yeah. Top half of the bottom third.
Yeah,
that's where it was.
That's
okay,
good.
All right.
Yeah. How about you? What did you think?
No, I didn't see it yet. Didn't see it yet. No. Did not go see it yet.
Okay.
Didn't see it yet. Seeing it this weekend. Doctor
nice.
Strange.
Well, yeah, see, the way you led that, I kind of thought that you'd gotten out to the theater today, but
no. We are isolating in our house from one another because Pam has COVID. So we're gonna wait until she can go to the movie theater to go see it. So we're gonna wait 5 days for her to get the clean bill of health. So we're all on opposite sides. Zoe and I have tested negative and everything. Everything is fine.
Right, well,
Pam, not sure where
there.
She got it. So we're like, okay, she's fine. She's got like it's like a head cold and a cough. So like when I hear her on the other side of the house, it sounds like she's been like smoking for like 30 years. I'm like, oh boy, that's a cough. So we're waiting. We're gonna go see it probably. I would say probably early part of next week. I would say where we're gonna go.
Yeah, it's one of those. You mentioned Morbius. I mean, as we get deep into sports here early in the show, where as long as you go in with, expectations of it's a Marvel movie and I'm gonna have a little bit of fun. You're going to have
all
a little
right.
bit of fun.
As right? long
if you're
as
thinking
it's
going to solve, all the mysteries that you've had coming off of all the different television shows and the 27 movies before it. No.
All right.
Then you're probably pissy. But otherwise, I think, have a good time. Enjoy it for what it is. Some of the stuff that occurs in there, I mean, it's been kind of hinted at for a long, long time. So maybe not the surprise, but you still get the aha moment to it. So it's all
right.
good.
Yeah. All right, good. Hey, 2.5 is good. If you can see a 2.5-star movie, that's worthwhile seeing. It's the two. That's where I kind of draw the line. Like, okay, if it's 2.5 stars, yeah, all right. If it's 2 stars, I'm like, ooh, yeah, I don't know. 2 stars, like anything, you can throw that together. So you give me 2.5 stars, it's got enough redeeming stuff in it.
The
stakes are pretty high, like they are for every Marvel movie. It's not like with movies like Morbius or Moon Knight. It's like, okay, well, as long as it's okay.
I would say this, right? And across the country, if you have some thoughts, no spoilers, at Swollen Dome, at How About a Fresca, at Fox Sports Radio, send them along. It comes down to this for me. If you have watched Sam Raimi's work and know his vision and the way he approaches movies, you won't be shocked by a ton of stuff, and you'll probably give a knowing nod and smile. If you have no idea who Sam Raimi is, some of the jokes are not going to make sense, and they're not going to matter. But they're not going to be detract from the movie.
All right.
Right? It's going to be little things that you're just going to go, wow, that's kind of – but it's not going to say, wow, that made it bad. They're just kind of there, and they're nice little, gems for folks that are familiar with his entire CV. And as a guy who's watched far more movies than I really – care to admit, because I start thinking of the hours, two-hour blocks at a time, whether it's on cable television, DVDs, or in theaters, money, time spent, etc. I've seen most of Sam Raimi's work, so all the little nods and winks I picked up on. So it made it an enjoyable experience for me, but I don't think it takes away from folks that are just in for their Marvel kicks.
With prices soaring at the pump, Discover's got your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations. They do apply. Well, from Doctor Strange to TJ, from Doctor Strange to a strange development in the NBA playoffs. Right now, Dallas leads Phoenix by 8 midway through the first quarter. But we just watched the Sixers make their semifinals a series. Joel Embiid, a surprise start for Philadelphia, and they just run away from the Heat in the fourth quarter. 99-79 is your final. Embiid, 36 minutes, looked somewhat close to what he was. Not quite the dominant Joel Embiid, but after being out a couple of games, he certainly looked close enough. He had 18. Maxey's got 21. Danny Green hit 7 threes for 21 points. And like we have said, when Joel Embiid plays, James Harden, you can win if you're the Sixers, if he's your second option or third option or fourth option, which is not trending in the right direction, which is what you saw from James Harden tonight, right? Another pedestrian night, 17-8-6 with 7 turnovers. But when he was on the floor, things opened up well. Joel Embiid, look, just the fact that Joel Embiid came back meant things were going to be different for the Sixers, right? There was going to be more opportunities available. The floor was going to open up for a lot of people, and you saw it. But no matter how you want to slice it, you can make excuses for James Harden and say, oh, he's being defended better. James Harden's been a superstar. He's been a superstar for a long time. James Harden is not someone you're going to count on to be your number two. And the Sixers in the Eastern Conference, which is watered down compared to the West, you can win because Maxey has taken a step up to be a star. And Tobias Harris has had big nights. He nearly had a triple-double tonight. James Harden can be just a guy. And as long as you feel you have to account for him, it will help open things up. But, I mean, you're getting – this is James Harden you're going to get. Still hasn't had one game where he shot the ball 20 times for the 76ers since he showed up. He has taken a backseat, and he is kind of just a guy in this offense. Tonight, honestly, he was probably the fifth most effective player on the floor of all the starters when you want to say it's all said and done. So you can make excuses for him, but understand, we told you, James Harden has turned into a Jag. And this is the time they got to take advantage in a weakened East this year. If the Sixers can get there this year, because it ain't getting better for James Harden, he's not suddenly going to be a guy scoring 35 again. He's been on a downward trend. But for the Sixers, you can win with this version of James Harden as long as you are healthy. It's a big if, but we told you, you can win as long as you are healthy. And tonight, they were back being healthy. Joel Embiid back 18-11. He was +8.
Yeah, 36 minutes back, and in his post-game comments felt, you know, his wind wasn't there, and defensively that he's got to be comfortable, right? He's got to get comfortable with, you know, how he's got to approach the game and psychologically get himself back into it after that hit. Right? He's had injuries like this before on the other side, so maybe symmetry. In terms of broken bones. But, you know, 5 of 12 from the field, a +8, as you said. And when you can get him back for that number of minutes, you've got to account for him, right, on both ends of the court, which allows James Harden to just kind of float. Only 11 shot attempts once again, right? We've been harping on this for a long, long time as this season has gone on and his arrival in Philadelphia. He's a passenger. Right, and occasionally he's going to give you enough to where it pops tonight, 17-8-6, and a team best +27. Had 7 turnovers, but in the end it didn't matter because defensively they showed up. Right, Thybulle's never going to pile up points, rebounds, or anything. He played 20 minutes, 4 points, 0 rebounds, 1 steal, and a -7. But he's a defensive pest. Right, that's his job. Go out and just muddy it up and harass. And that's what he did. And that's what he's going to do for you night in, night out. But they got great work from all 5 starters. Harris only with 9 points, but 10 boards, 8 assists. before falling out 11 plus 11 on the night. And you look at the other four were in double figures. I mean, Danny Green goes 7 of 9 from three-point range. Joel Embiid coming back, spacing, opportunity. And Danny Green remembering, hey, I was this guy once. So for a night, he turned back the clock. I don't think the Heat roll over again.
You know, the thing is, and this is kind of, if you're looking for James Harden for a comp, right, for James Harden, James Harden is kind of like Odell Beckham Jr., where he's not the player he was. We still have this image of him being so great, but we're kind of all, if we're honest with ourselves, realize that James Harden is not the player that he was at the height of his career, and he's kind of on a downward trend. The same thing for Odell Beckham Jr. Odell is not the player he was. He's kind of on a downward trend, but both Odell and Harden are still just dangerous enough that you have to account for them. And that helps open things up for everybody else, right? Odell Beckham's role in the Rams offense helps open things up because you can't always double Cooper Kupp. And, hey, if you're not careful, Beckham's going to have a couple of plays where, hey, he's over the middle for 25 yards, man. Come on, that's something that Odell used to be able to do all the time. Now he does it once in a while. But still, just his presence is enough to say, all right, we have to account for it. And that opens things up for everybody else. Mm-hmm. You have the Joel Embiid coming in who's a superstar that when he comes, okay, that really helps make everything else flow. But when it comes to Harden, that's kind of where he's at. He's still just it's an annoyance for the other team because now it's like we still got to account because he could go off. He still has that talent to do it and bury us. So we got to make sure we pay just enough attention to him. And that helps guys like Maxey get shots. And, you know, he can hit 5 or 6 from 3-point range. And Danny Green can get shots off. So that's where he is. It's why I say you can win with Harden now because he's just dangerous enough to be able to continue to do it. Just like with Odell, when the Rams got him, he said, hey, this is a good move because just his presence will help open things up in the offense a little bit, even if he has games where it's 5 catches for 45 yards. And, you know, because that was a lot of games that he had. It still helps. Even with this version, you can still do it. But that's kind of – you're looking for a comp for James Harden. That's who it is.
No, I think that's the biggest part, right? Superstars, guys coming off injuries, bad situations, integrating into a new system. And, you know, for Harden, he did come over in the middle of the year, right? So it's not always the easy, all right, go plug in and do what you're doing. And you readily admit that. Now, in this particular case, he's been passive a good chunk of the time. But you've got to pay attention, right? 8 of 8 from the free throw line. He'll still try to initiate contact and force the issue as he can to, again, set things up, right? It's all a chess game, right? If we're going to talk about Chris Paul on his birthday and playing chess, something Harden has been good at in his career, right? Worked officials for a long time. Well, now it's the next evolution because he can't get away with that. So what's the next piece of the puzzle? And for tonight, for one night, and maybe one night only, gratuitous Mamma Mia reference.
I thought you were going Dream Girls. One night only, one night.
Oh, no, that's good, too.
Dream Girls. Okay,
no, that's a good one, too.
Okay.
I went for the spoken word from the great Meryl Streep, but I do love that song. I mean, we listen to a lot of musicals, the girls and I. One night only certainly does find its way in. No question about it. By the way, the Heat will also get something more out of Kyle Lowry in a future game. He played 25 minutes, 0 for 4, minus 10.
Yeah, I mean, when you say they'll get more, you mean he'll score? He'll actually score
in
the game?
And really be involved in the game as opposed to just taking up space.
Okay, sure.
Welcome back to the lineup. Not to diminish it, but really, you want to talk about Mr. Cellophane? See, I'm grabbing all the musicals now.
Yeah, you are.
And a guy who really had no impact on a game, there he is. Mm.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yeah.
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. That's discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Right now, NBA playoffs, the Suns and the Mavericks. It is the Mavericks. Well, we're getting closer to Top Gun Maverick, so the Mavericks are getting hot a little bit here. They lead at 31-22 with about 8.5 to go in the second quarter. So far, Luka Doncic has 7, and maybe Jalen Brunson heard us say last night that he's not a star and is overrated because he has 10 points to lead all scorers. Meanwhile, Devin Booker, 7 for the Suns so far in this one.
The key with Brunson, though, is 10 shot attempts. Look, the 10 points is great. I like that there's productivity. I just wanted him, you know, to try. Because he'd just been pretty sleepy and quiet with his attempts to start the series. And clearly, Luka needed someone to step up and at least make some effort to be a number two guy.
Well, listen, Porzingis is going to wind up to... Oh, I'm sorry. Is it still too soon for that?
Is it still too soon for that?
You used to love him.
Think about all those guys that were your favorites.
Hey.
And then you just go out of your way to drive by time and again.
Just because I like somebody at one point doesn't mean I have to still like them.
No.
When you date somebody and you break up... Yeah, just when you date somebody and you break up, you don't have to like them anymore. It doesn't matter. I like Sam Darnold. I don't have to like him anymore because he's gone with another team and he still stinks. All right. I don't have to worry about that anymore. You don't have to always have to like somebody. Things happen. Life happens, you know? It's like, you liked it. Yes, that was like six years ago. Yes, he was good. No, I don't. There are girls I really like. Nah, I didn't like him after we broke up. So it happens. I'm sure that was the same way. Oh, that Jason Smith, boy, he's good looking. He's charming. He's handsome. He's strong. Yeah. He's a great athlete. He knows everything. He's so smart. All my girlfriends want to date him. But boy, you know, we broke up and I'm glad. Okay, I'm sure there's lots of women out there, Mike, to feel that way about. I'm okay with it. I get it. You know, the kid is the kid. You know, I'm a stallion. I need room to run and run free. It's who I am.
No, it's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking about you as a minotaur like character in an anime.
Like Tahani in The Good Place when she was.
Yeah, no, like you're just all over the place now. So it's next level stuff. I understand. That's why I've referenced it before. I go back to it. You know, I take the MJ approach going out of all the Spider-Man movies.
Spider-Man.
You know, I really ticked the girls off because I kept doing a J. Jonah Jameson impression when we were walking around there last week. They're like, it's good. I get it. Okay, you practiced it. It's good. Shut up. But I take her approach of the fact that it's the you have no expectations of anyone and you'll never be disappointed.
That's true. Yes, I
expected way too much out of people in my past.
Oh,
and
I tell you
left
that all the
me
time.
As a shell of myself. So now I just kind of go walking around with that whistle, you know, like you were doing for the Mets. By the way, at some point, one of our, you know, sounders that will be frequented here is Diaz's entrance music. Might be the greatest entrance music. Yeah. I love Enter Sandman. I love Hell's Bells. Nah. Diaz wins. But it keeps me from getting disappointed. And that's a better way. It's good for my heart. It's good for my mind and my soul.
I tell you the same time. If you can count on more than one finger the number of people in your life that you can really count on, you're lucky. But I always say expect nothing. Expect nothing.
No, sure.
That's why. Listen, I've been a Mets fan my whole. I expect nothing. That's why nights like last night. Oh my God! I spent all morning today watching the ninth inning edited together by SNY. All the hits in the Mets. Like, oh, this is great. I'm supposed to be doing work and getting ready for the show, and I'm just watching the inning over and over again. Oh, look at Canna hit that line. Boy, he got down the line fast. Oh, this guy watched like 20 times. I'm like, yeah, I'm not getting any work done. It's okay. I'm just watching the Mets, and we got rained out today, so I can enjoy this game for another day. Yeah, it's
think
great.
About all the doubleheaders. Tomorrow.
Oh yeah. Oh man, I'll tell you, it's a fun time. But don't expect anything from anybody. You'll rarely be disappointed.
I tell you what, though, I did see a lot of Mets love showing up in my timeline.
Yeah,
which means
buddy.
That bandwagon is starting to get blown.
Yeah, but I'm driving the bus. It's very heavy. I have to drive pretty slow right now because there's a lot of people who want to jump by. They're bringing luggage and all kinds of crazy stuff.
No, that's good. You now appear as Ralph Cramden.
Yeah,
no, you're no longer a minotaur. You're
no, it's picture. It's like remember the bus that Joan Wilder was on in *Romancing the Stone* when she's going down to find her sister, and there's a whole bunch of people on, and there's livestock, and there's people with guitars, and everything else is all over the place. That's kind of that's the Mets bandwagon bus right there. It's people. it's all walks of life is what it, whoever we are. Yes, there's plenty of room for you on the Mets bandwagon. Plenty of room.
Okay.
Now, we'll get back into the NBA coming up in a bit. Again, still 8 minutes to go in the first half, and it's an 11-point lead for the Dallas Mavericks. But today, maybe you saw this headline today, where the Raiders fired their team president, Dan Ventrell, who has been in the position of team president for about a year. Now, you probably don't know his name, and that's okay, because the story is really what you have to pay attention to. He says that he was fired because he brought up concerns about the atmosphere surrounding the Raiders' workplace. And he says that Raiders owner Mark Davis ignored allegations of a hostile work environment. And when he went to the NFL with his concerns, that's when Mark Davis fired Dan Ventrell as team president. Right now, we don't know a lot of the details because he has retained counsel and he's not commenting any further than just, I had concerns about the workplace. It was hostile. I went to the NFL. They fired me. So that's kind of the information we have gotten right now. So just think about this for a second, okay? And it goes to something we say on the show all the time. In the last calendar year, okay, the last calendar year for the Raiders, they have fired two team presidents, a general manager, and a head coach.
Yeah.
Just think about that. Two team presidents. One right now, you're getting this story right here that is alleging a hostile work environment. The other, he's replacing the team president that was fired a year ago. You have the GM that was fired mainly football reasons, and the head coach who was fired because he was caught up in an email scandal. This is why I always say you can't shake your identity. The Raiders have been a hot mess going on 50 years. All right, this is who the Raiders are, and it's always held them back because it's held them back from being able to get forward, from being able to draw the right players, from being able to have the right continuity on the field from year to year. The Raiders have been a hot mess now for a half a century, and when you're a hot mess, prosperity is fleeting. So once in a while, the Raiders will put together a year, and it's like, hey, oh, they got it. Oh, we're going to fool everybody. Here they go. But then they wind up running into a wall because a head coach gets fired or a GM gets fired or a team president gets fired, and now there's going to be concerns of hanging over the team, and this fresh start they wanted with Josh McDaniels is now having a difficult time getting off the ground. This is why I have to stop falling for this year is different for the Raiders, because they're really all the same. And it doesn't mean they never can win, but organizations like this that are just the absolute hot mess and tire fire the Raiders are, you're only going to succeed very briefly and for very short periods of time. And sometimes success looks like you're the final wild card and you're in at 9-8. You know, sometimes success looks like, hey, a big Monday night win in December kept you in the playoff hunt for another couple of weeks. That's what success is like for the Raiders. And when you're this team, you go all the way back to when Al Davis owned the team and they first became the hot mess. They couldn't sustain anything. They couldn't sustain excellence. They couldn't sustain winning. They lost a lot. They lost in embarrassing fashion. And no matter what kind of players they had, whether it's Devontae Adams or anybody else, the Raiders are just never going to get it together. And so this is going to be who they are in perpetuity, because you can't shake your identity. When you've been doing it this way for this long and you're a hot mess, you're going to stay a hot mess. The Raiders will be a hot mess now. They'll be a hot mess in 3 years. They'll be a hot mess in 10 years. It'll be the last Bobby Bonilla day and I'll be retiring from radio forever. And I'm going to say, boy, what a hot mess the Raiders still are. Can you believe this, Mike Harmon? They just drafted Devontae Adams' son and they gave him up. I mean, they're going to be forever, 50 years, you're not going to suddenly turn over a new leaf and say, all right, hey, let's get things together. No, you're a hot mess. You've always been a hot mess. You'll always be a hot mess.
Well, it's just interesting because, you know, with the success on the field and the turnover and new coaching staff and everything, and you thought you had your purge, right, to bring it all together, all these sports, the Kyrie sagebrush was out, right? There goes Gruden, whether he's a fall guy or whatever. But now it's like, all right, pull back the curtain. There's more going on. And we'd seen guys dismissed, right? And we'd seen a number of changes where there really wasn't a lot of explanation about why the team had parted ways. Even this one, right? When it came out, it was a two-line memo. Eh, he's not here anymore. Said, well, no, blank that. Here's what I got to say about you. Right? Gone are the days of people just keeping their mouths shut because they're worried about retribution and being dismissed from the league. Not to say that there isn't there to some degree. And I know, yeah, you can bring me the Kaepernick stuff. Go ahead, at Swollen Dome. But the point is that you looking at this situation and saying this is just wrong, right? And I tried to do the right thing. I tried to act on behalf of others. And this is what my end game was. No, don't give them love for the money that's streaming in to the NFL, coming off a huge draft weekend, coming off of the success the team had. No, no, no. I'm raising my hand. There's still issues going on here. It's not just, hey, that was Gruden and this is done, right? And we'll see what the next iteration of information and extension of this story is. We're still waiting on more word. I mean, there's so many investigations going on into ownership groups and individuals, right? It's an unprecedented time in that regard. Normally, and I know Ben Maller on his show, they do the Book'em game, right, in terms of drafting teams on possible arrests for the organization. You know, and they have fun with it and whatever. But it was always, all right, the players, right? And this team picked up this guy with a history, whatever. Now we're looking at the ownership groups going, all right, how many of these guys are going to fall, get forced out? Can you corroborate some of the allegations against them? Mark Davis right now, for all the good that his dad had done, right? He embraced the Renegade stuff. He sued everybody. You had issues all over. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, he was also very inclusive when it came to hiring women and Black, Hispanic, you know, coaches, right? Art Shell, and now we've got Tom Flores going into the Hall of Fame, all of these things. But then you have this that sits out here in 2022, and it's another investigation for the league and a recognition that there's still a lot more and a lot more change that needs to happen.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Just think that in 1 year, a head coach, GM, two team presidents. I mean, that's turnover. What a hot mess. It's never going to change. It's never going to change. Well, after what one team said about their starting quarterback, I now think they should 100% trade him. And this is a team I think can be a Super Bowl team. They should trade their quarterback. Why? We'll tell you next. Fox.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of general tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, you know how I feel about the Eagles this year, right? I have them right under the Rams as my favorite to get to the Super Bowl. All the moves they made,
obsessive.
The draft. I love the Eagles.
I think I need to, on your behalf, just drive to Vegas maybe late tonight, early tomorrow, and just lay down a wager. Because if it comes in, then we're making it rain.
So you know I believe this when I say this. It's going to sound crazy. But earlier today on ESPN, NFL insider Jeremy Fowler reported that the Eagles believe Jalen Hurts has the necessary weapons to take a step forward. Quote, he's pretty much got everything he needs, and he's embracing that pressure. This is clearly a one-year audition for Jalen Hurts.
That the sounds familiar.
The Eagles have 17 games or more to figure out if Hurts is the guy. Wow. You know what? Here's the thing. You know what? Just trade the guy, okay? You obviously are never going to love him, right? If you don't think he's a good quarterback now, he had no weapons last year. Look at what they did. He's a guy that's gotten better his first year. He's been a good quarterback. He's been good, and you still don't know about him. You obviously are never going to love him. Even if he has a great year this year, they're never going to pay him. And the first time he has a bad year, they're going to say, okay, now we want to get rid of him. They obviously don't want him. They should trade him. Trade him to a team that's saying, yes, we'll give you something, and you can go trade for Jimmy Garoppolo or wait for Baker Mayfield and go be happy with those guys. Because clearly Philadelphia is not happy with Jalen Hurts, and I don't know why. Guys like Darnold and Mayfield and Garoppolo get all this run. Oh, these guys, they get chances. But all Jalen Hurts has done is play well in the time he's given. And they don't believe in him, trade him then. He's never going to get paid. He's never going to get the hug from that organization. He could throw 40 touchdowns this year, and the Eagles are going to go, let's see if he does it again. And if he does it again, we'll franchise him. He's never going to do it. So just trade the guy. You obviously don't like him. You want, for whatever reason, you want somebody else. Move on then. Move on and get rid of him. And I'm saying this, I think they could be a Super Bowl team. Get rid of your quarterbacks. You obviously don't like him.
Just the one-year audition. I think I said that verbatim after the draft when you were going into Super Bowl hype. Just saying, hey, you've set him up to succeed. Look, 59% completion rate for his career, 22-13 TD to interception. Obviously, makes plays with his legs, extends plays with his legs, and now you've brought in weapons to thrust things forward. I understand some reticence when you're looking at that career completion percentage, but there's no question the guy has some skills to develop. Now it's on the coaching staff to actually get that done. But yeah, he becomes an easy fall guy for him if it doesn't translate into a huge jump in performance this year. I'm sorry, your guy, they don't love him.
I know. For whatever reason, all right, that's fine. But move on then. Don't postpone
like
the future. Move on. Move on. I'll give you Zach Wilson for him. Coming up next, we got another big quarterback story, Fox.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.